Okay, tonight's topic is staying up all night, page 107. Obviously, it's very practical for college students when they pull the all-nighters and exams. Nope. Although we still have times for exams. Or Shavuos night for... I can't. I've never pulled all-nighters for studying. I can't even understand. For studying? Are you serious? You pulled all-nighters for studying?
First year and second year, many.
Really?
Many.
No way.
Like, never.
And you actually found it was helpful?
I didn't have a choice.
You know, right. Okay.
Like one day I had a 60-page assignment to.
60 pages?
60 pages.
For one person?
And I had to write it all myself to make it worse.
Was it like a group thing?
No.
Wow, that's brutal.
It was really bad.
Okay, there you go. I can't relate to it at all. But anyways, page 107. Based on what we did the past few nights, which is actually last week already, you'll understand where he comes from. Meaning, we saw that the Brachos HaShachar that we rattle off in the morning, Brachot HaShem, we say, it's not about me, but it's about Shevach to the world, that we get benefit from all these things. So even if I don't have a belt or shoes or I'm blind, whatever the case may be, you rattle off the Brachos in Shul in the morning. That's the Minhag, right? Whereas the Gemara seems to say, you get up in bed, you make this Bracha. You put your shoes on, you make this Bracha. You walk, you put your belt on, this. We don't do that. We just rattle them off and we get to shul in the morning as opposed to specifically for a certain act or for a certain moment in time. And because of that then, if you stay up all night and you've been wearing your clothes and your belt and your shoes, you can still say them. Because it's about general praise for the world that these things exist. That's source 13. 103. And this is already in the Sefer Liyot. Rabbah Ashkat the Brachos Elokai Neshama Brachos HaMavirshana in the Varech Imenar Kol Laila. These two things are the only thing that you don't stay if you stay up all night, and that's Elokai Neshama and HaMavir Shina, which is the long version when you rattle off those brachos. Those two things you don't say. And he says, Prima Gaudim Shushuvah Tzarech Iyun. He says, and really what should you do? Hear from somebody else in order to be Yodze. However, if you sleep, which is about half an hour, you would be allowed to recite everything. So that really is the demarcation number. So I don't know if you stay up all night, maybe you take a 30-minute cat nap. Then that would be sufficient to recite all of the... Now, if a person only breathes twice in 1 minute, I think it can be a big trouble. But that's obviously not what it's really referring to. And in fact,
he mentions it here twice in a minute.
No, shishim nishimos is half an hour, which 60 nishimos, I would think, is 60 breaths. But I think you breathe more often than that, don't you? In a minute, I think so.
No, when you're sleeping, it's last too.
You think you only breathe twice?
No, you don't breathe twice.
All right. Yeah, it may not be very good sleep.
No, that's insomnia.
That's insomnia.
Yeah, not insomnia.
Not insomnia, the opposite.
Like what's, sleep apnea.
Sleep apnea.
That's the word.
Right. So, okay. The Yogi Yosef in 14 says, a guy who stayed up all night says, all brachos hashachar, except for Tisidim and Asher Yatzar, because those two things, obviously, you do only at certain moments. Right, you have to go to the bathroom, then you wash your hands. And that's what he says. But these...
That's right.
But those two things seems to imply that you need to actually fulfill. Here we go. Are you saying we call Dver Hanal? I'm reading right above 15. She'im Adam haya er kol laila, like Shavuos, yechol l'maisa v'rech batzmos kol brachos ha-shachar chutz, v'alakai neshama en brachos ha-mever shena, ustan yishtadda l'shimoa ma'acher shvezei dichavasov. You try and hear from somebody else. But he says you don't have to, you should try to. And in fact, that's what the Pesukei Tshuva says as well. Now what happens, and he quotes a very interesting case. I mentioned that half an hour. Oh, he doesn't talk about it here. So I'm going to add it. I thought he did, but he didn't. Must have read it too quickly before. There is another option, and that is, what about if you sleep for half an hour during the day? So a person who sleeps for half an hour in the middle of the day, such an individual can, it's a machlokas if you sleep during the day, if when you wake up, you have to recite Brachas HaTorah or not. We generally say, you don't take a nap during the day, no one says, well, it's never again. If, however, you stay up all night, you might be obligated to say Brachas Torah again, because maybe a new day obligates in Brachas Torah. And you sleep during the day, maybe you should also obligate yourself in Torah. So a person who sleeps during the day for half an hour can recite Brachas Torah for everybody else. But if you stay up all night, you would not be able to say Brachas Torah, and you're going to have to hear that from somebody else as well. So those are the other... So sleeping at night for half an hour, you then can say Elokai, Neshama, and Hamavar Sheina. If you sleep for half an hour during the day, and then that night you stay up all night, you could even, you'd be able to say Brachas Torah for everybody. Otherwise, Brachas Torah, Elokai Neshama, and Hamavar Sheina, you're going to have to hear from somebody who slept, and let's say you didn't hear, okay, so you didn't hear, it might not be the end of the world. We do, the minhag, though, is to try, and before you say brachos, to have someone say it, and you'd be yotzei, and you would not say Baruch Hu V'Rach Shavu, because you want to be yotzei those brachos as well. And that's generally the prevailing minhag that most shuls do, specifically when you stay up all night Shavuos. That being said, a couple times, I remember being at shul, and a student has come over to me and said, I stay up all night working. Could you say brachos for me? That has happened a couple times over the past few years. It's usually the same guy or two every time. Who's, I guess, makbid on staying up all night and makbid on hearing brachos from somebody else. But it definitely has happened before. But otherwise, everything per usual when you stay up all night, at least mainly. All right, the last one that we'll do with next time, and that is the bracha of Shasali Kotzorki, which we'll deal with specifically on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, because on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, we're definitely missing certain things. How do we recite that bracha? But that will wait perhaps until, to God willing, tomorrow evening, since we've already hit our 7-minute mark.